The Context of Stillness, written by Catherine Britton, read by Liz Canoy. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. How many times have you heard this verse? 100? 1,000? This snippet of a psalm is a pet verse of mine. It constantly pops into my head when I start getting too busy or stressed out. Ironically, I hadn't taken time to read the whole psalm in months until the other night, and I had no recollection of the verses surrounding my favorite one-liner. Here's a sampling of the other verses in Psalm 46. Verse 2 says, "Though the earth gives way," and it continues, "Though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea." Verse 6 says, "The nations rage, the kingdoms totter." Verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth." Verse 11 says, "The God of Jacob is our fortress." I had been picturing an idyllic Psalm 23-ish passage as the context for my pet verse, but the context is completely different. The psalm is actually the meditation of a man holding back fear with faith. In a setting of uncertainty, war, and all-around trouble, the psalmist focuses on the peace that comes from being in the presence of God, even though the earth around him threatens to fall apart. The verse holds even more power in this context than in my imagined setting, doesn't it? I love the Psalms because of their deep meditations on humanity, confronted with God's holiness and faithfulness. I can see real men writing the lines, reminding themselves of the bigger context for their troubles. I see men who, like me, wondered what would happen next in this life. But every one of them comes to the realization that they serve a God who supersedes their worries and replaces them with worship. These men heard the command to be still and know, and found that God blew their imaginations. I often look at the looming election and the financial woes and start getting jittery, wondering about outcomes and impacts. In these times, I slip into this mentality that thinks being still and listening to God can only happen in green pastures. But the real context of Psalm 46:10 tells me otherwise. God's amazing peace works most powerfully when the world's craziness reaches a crescendo. Like they say, context is everything. Intersecting faith and life. Look up your favorite one-liners of the Bible today and read the surrounding passages and chapters. How does the context add to your understanding of the verse? What more does it reveal about living the Christian faith? For further reading, please check out Psalm 37.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.